First thing I want to talk about was actually not having to do with last night's school board meeting, but it was released last week. Knoxville Middle School Principal Brian McNeil has been named Iowa Middle Level Principal of the Year. Tell us the job that Mr. McNeil has done, that he deserved this honor, and what it means for the district overall, too.
Well, Aaron, first of all, I think that's very special because some staff members at the middle school nominated Mr. McNeil, and I think that speaks volumes for the relationship that he has with his staff. They work very hard, and Mr. McNeil works very hard to provide services that our students need and that serve them regardless of their abilities, the entire spectrum from those who are very needy to those who are very needy because they have exceptional skills. So Brian works very hard with his staff. Brian works very hard with our whole administrative team. And I think it's a great reflection on Brian's work, of course, but I think it also speaks well of the school district and for the community to have a person recognized. And, you know, we probably have over 400 middle-level principals in the state of Iowa, so it's a really nice honor for Brian and for the school.
During last night's school board meeting, I just wanted to briefly mention, I know we've talked a lot about it in the past, but the budget was passed and the calendar was passed, and we know that the budget has been set with 0% allowable growth, which would change based on what the legislature does as they sit down for conference committee. Now, anything else you wanted to say regarding that?
No, of course, we hope that we receive 4% allowable growth. I think based on the last 3 years when we've gone 0% and 2 years of 2%, which were totally inadequate, that 4% not only helps the school district, but also the taxpayers. And, you know, the budget that was passed last night was maximum expenditures. Those won't change regardless of what happens with allowable growth, but the tax rate can go down based on the allowable growth figure that's approved.
And we talked last time about a date that the state might need in order to make sure that those property taxes can be dropped, a date in which that allowable growth number would have to be submitted to them so that school districts could lower their property tax levy. Do you know what that date is offhand?
I don't know exactly what that date is. I know that there's been some talk that if those decisions in the legislature can be made within 3 or 4 weeks, then we can still do that amendment that'll lower the property taxes. But I don't know. I think it's a unique situation because the allowable growth has never been this late in being determined. And it does create some issues for schools.
You guys talked a little bit about the auditorium last night. A change order was passed to put a digital sound mixer into the auditorium, a new digital mixer for the new building. And things just continue to progress along. I'm sure it sounds like you guys are pretty happy with how things are going there.
Yeah, Aaron, the tentative completion date for the auditorium is still around mid-July. So I think things are going well out there. People are going to start seeing a little more change on the exterior of the auditorium now because they're laying brick over those concrete block areas. Pretty soon they'll put in the windows in the north and south entries, which will give it a more complete look, I guess, take the plastic away. But there's a lot of work being done inside, both in the lobby area and in the auditorium itself.
All right, anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up here?
We're getting to the close of a school year. It's a little over a month and a half away, and we continue to work hard to provide the programs our kids need. I know registration has been completed, I think, at the high school, and we're offering even more college credit classes next year. So I think that's an area of growth that we're pleased to see. So, yeah, we just appreciate your interest, of course, in the school district and attending the school board meetings, and are working hard toward a strong finish.